Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I want to invite you to join us live for the rosary this Thursday, June 13th, and every day through the 20th from Poland. We are going to be praying the rosary in some amazing places connected with Maximilian Kolbe and St. Faustina and John Paul II, and many other saints on location. Just turn on your notifications on our Daily Rosary Meditations app. It will let you know about a half an hour ahead of time, and you can pray with us in the mornings from June 13th to June 20th with some great saints. Before Jesus used bread and wine to make the Eucharist, he used bread and wine to do miracles so those around him could eat and drink their fill. At the wedding of Cana, the miracle of turning water into wine was a miracle of transformation. He took one thing and turned it into another, changing the character of what it was. The miracles of the feeding of the multitudes, the miracles involving bread, were miracles of multiplication. He took one thing and multiplied it indefinitely until everyone had been given a chance to be satisfied. These are the miracles he continues to work in the church today, both in the Eucharist and in our own lives. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In the Eucharist, which also makes use of bread and wine, Jesus performs his supreme miracle of transformation and multiplication. Through the priest, Jesus turns one thing into another. He turns bread and wine into his own body and blood, soul and divinity. This transformation, which we call transubstantiation, was prefigured at Cana. At Cana, Jesus proved in advance that he has the power to do what he does at every Mass, turn one thing into something else. The Eucharist also involves a miracle of multiplication. Jesus only has one physical body, but in the Eucharist, that one physical body is present in every crumb, in every host, in every drop in the chalice, and in every mass and every tabernacle throughout the world. The mystery of Jesus' complete presence in every particle of the Eucharist is called concomitance, and it was prefigured at the feeding of the crowds. Jesus' physical presence is multiplied, just like the loaves were, in order that every believer can be filled with Jesus' entire body, blood, soul, and divinity, so that we can be transformed into whom we consume. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So why is it relevant or even helpful to meditate on these miracles of Cana and the multiplication of loaves? Well, the Lord is capable of miracles of transformation, of turning one thing into another. And that's really good news, because I really need him to change me from a pathetic sinner into a saint. I need to be transformed. We need to be transformed from weak sinners who think only of ourselves into heroes of charity, just like he turned the confused and frightened apostles into the fearless proclaimers of the truth who were willing to even shed their blood for that truth. We also need to have faith that Christ can transform the ugly consequences of our mistakes and sin into something beautiful and good, just like he turned the horror of Calvary into the salvation of the world. His providence can salvage the wreckage of our faults and repurpose them to serve some noble end. For God works all things for good for those who love him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Christ is also capable of miracles of multiplication. He can take our prayers, which are so distracted and petty, and he can take our good deeds, which are so compromised with their selfishness, and he can take our sacrifices, which are so ungenerous and grudging, and he can take our witness to the faith, which is so hesitant and poorly expressed. He can take all that and give it more value than we could ever imagine. He can take those prayers and those good deeds and those sacrifices and those moments of witness, and he can multiply their supernatural ramifications beyond what we could ever imagine. So offer up the little you have in the morning offering. Simply wake up and say, Father, I give you my prayer, work, joy, and suffering of this day, and I unite it to the perfect, infinite prayer and sacrifice of your Son in the Mass. And then Jesus gathers the little you offer him, and he unites it to his. And so yours takes on infinite, perfect value. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
It's a remarkable thing that Jesus doesn't do his miracles of transformation or multiplication without some human contribution, no matter how tiny. Before his miracle of wine, he waited for the servants to bring him the water. And before he fed the crowds, he waited for someone, a little boy actually, to bring him some loaves and fishes. So we need to make our tiny contribution. We need to bring Jesus our brokenness to transform. And we know he can transform our brokenness. We've seen him transform acts of lust into the most incredible, beautiful children, or acts of vanity and ambition into works that really benefit others. Many of us have seen him transform a totally self-destructive way of life into a life of repentance and peace. So let's offer him ourselves, our pathetic little selves, and let's ask him to transform us into saints. We also bring Jesus our little contributions, our small efforts to do the right thing, so that he can multiply them, make something worthwhile out of them. And we have faith that he can do that, and that he will do it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So what were you thinking about?
I was thinking about how rotten I was feeling before we started praying this rosary.
I know what you mean.
I was thinking how tempting it would have been to just say, Teresa, I feel rotten. Let's just skip this today. Mm-hmm. But instead, we just do it, and then we send it out, and thousands upon tens of thousands of people are praying. And their prayer does immense good. Mm-hmm. Or I was thinking about how so often we look at ourselves and we say, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not holy enough. And so we either don't do something good or we quit. Mm-hmm. When if we just offer the best we can in all of its imperfection, which includes our sinfulness, and if we just don't give up, how much unbelievable good God can do.
Yeah, I was thinking along those lines, something really beautiful about how that impacts the Christian life. I've seen it through the eyes of many people that aren't religious or specifically aren't Catholic, that whenever they experience a large Catholic community, they often walk away saying, this is unlike anything else I've ever experienced. These people are so different, and there's something kind of undefinable that is different in these people, and how they care for each other and how they talk to each other, the genuine side of it. The conversations, and I've had this same conversation with people over and over again when they experience, specifically come into contact with our friend group and the Catholics that we know. And I realized that that's kind of twofold. My first thought was, oh, we as Catholics are kind of taught to constantly be working on ourselves and bettering ourselves, which is actually quite unique now. But more along the lines of what you're saying in this whole meditation is it's also that transforming nature of Christ in our lives, that we're not doing all the work.
No, we're not even doing the lion's share.
Because we do show up and we feel like trash.
Yeah, I think we too often think that we have to make mm-hmm. ourselves holy, or that we have to do most of the work, but mm-hmm. it's actually just the opposite. If we basically just show up and throw in our petty little offering, mm-hmm. we get the value of all of his.
Yeah.
And we're transformed.
Mm-hmm. An even greater miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing that I can show up to every day with such a bad attitude mm-hmm. and so little to offer.
Yeah.
And he accepts it and puts me in the game. And then he scores a touchdown.
Yeah. And the nature of it, that we go into something like this so tired that we don't want to do it. Or that we're really like, oh, back at it again. I still feel terrible. And I've just noticed, not all the time, but most of the time, I do walk out of it so much better for having done it. Or that those things kind of wash away as we're praying or as we're working.
You know, I imagine at both of those situations, the Cana and the multiplication of the loaves, it would have been so easy for anyone standing around to see they're out of wine, I'm leaving this party, mm-hmm. Or they have a 5 loaves of bread for thousands upon I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if we just, I guess my point is, if we just hang in there, we will experience the miracle of our transformation. Yeah.
You know, I've always hated the phrase, it's always darkest before dawn, because it's not true. It is gradual on both sides. It is darkest when it is the middle of the night. When it is still, when there's still a lot of darkness to go.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always, I've never liked that phrase. It doesn't make any sense. Or it's always darkest before you turn on the light. It's not. It was consistently dark before and the light was sudden. But what I'm getting at here is that it's that, like you said, you could show up to the wedding of Cana and be like, this party sucks. I'm getting out of here. There's no wine. It just got worse, so I'm just going to bail. But it's in precisely that moment, because it got worse, that there's this opportunity for things to get so much better. There's this contrast in the disparity that's so beautiful and so important. Yeah. I've noticed this.
That's a good point.
As a principle, like, say you were in a terrible conflict where people are slandering your name, and you think, because this external thing has happened to me, it's just bad now. And you know what? People are going to hate me now.
Yeah.
And now my life is ruined. My reputation is ruined.
Yeah.
But in that moment, if you can handle that well and accept that good can come out of that, people can actually, you can take that opportunity to show them what nobility is in being able to handle that and move forward. And I think that's sort of an aspect of life that we're kind of losing right now. But to the focus of, when things get terrible, it's the greatest opportunity to show true greatness.
That's an excellent point. Whether you're in a difficult marriage, or whether you have a chronic illness, or whether you've lost a loved one, or failed in some professional venture. Yeah, that's such a good point. That's when the miracle can occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
you got to stick around.
Yeah, when you ditch the party early, You don't get any of the adventure. You don't get the miracle. Yeah. You don't get to see how Christ can change that experience.
That's such a great point.
We bail too soon. I've realized I'm very like that. The moment things get a little difficult, I kind of want to bail. And I was going rock climbing recently for the first time.
Yeah.
And I realized how present that is in my life. Because the moment I'm even a little uncertain, I'm like, I got to jump off this wall. I better get out now before I get any higher. This is crazy. I shouldn't be up here. But the longer I did it, the more I realized, oh, I can stop and take a breath. I'm still on the wall. I'm not going to die. I haven't fallen off yet. Just rest for a second. It's okay. And then move forward. But you don't have to bail the moment the thought crosses your mind that things could get worse.
Yeah. That is a good meditation in itself.
But I like this. Wait for the transformation. Know that it's not entirely you.
Mm.
It's mostly God, but you do have to stick around for that miracle.
That is an excellent point.
Not the miracle that everything will just end and be better, but that it's transformed, which implies that the thing isn't removed. It's still there. It's just transfigured.
Boy, that is, that gives us a lot of reason for hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for this conversation. Thank you for the meditation.
Thanks be to God. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.